Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. And today we got a little Ryan Reynolds for you, right, Frank?
That's right. We got a little Sam Jackson and Salma Hayek as well, and The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. And The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard is about the bodyguard Michael Bryce continues his friendship with assassin Darius Kincaid as they try to save Darius's wife, Sonya.
So this is directed by Patrick Hughes. It's starring Ryan Reynolds, Samuel Jackson, Salma Hayek, Antonio Banderas, and Morgan Freeman, and it came out in 2021. That's a large cast.
It is for
an action flick.
It's a pretty cool cast for an action flick, on paper at least.
On paper,
it looks.
And
good.
I guess Salma Hayek's boobs get a credit too, because they're in most of the movie.
They are both of them too. Each separate one they get. Yeah. And also, it's very intentional. Also, but I mean, if you couldn't tell, it's clearly totally intentional.
Yeah. That they keep zooming in on her boobs over and over and over again. So what do you think of this?
It was kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
The action. So this is an action comedy. This is not like supposed to be a straight
emphasis
up.
On the comedy.
A big emphasis on a comedy, because that's really what this more is than anything else. It's more of a comedy. There's action in this movie, but it's all like that, like, montage action where, like, there's like a soundtrack behind it, and, like, you know, like, it's more about, like, them trying to, like, carry the comedy and the action scene together. So to have it not become too much action, they rely more on the comedy as well in the scene. So it's more about, like, Ryan Reynolds saying things, or Samuel Jackson saying something, or Salma Hayek saying something witty, and then, like, them cutting to, like, a bad guy, you know, in a car getting flipped over and getting blowing up, and then cutting back to the good guys just talking about some random shit. And, like, there's just no suspense. There's no, like, really... I mean, there's, like, some excitement, but, like... It's just so goofy sometimes, you can't take it serious. And so your eyes kind of just glaze over when you're watching the action, and you're just kind of like, I don't care. Like, it's just not exciting.
And you know, the action in this movie is not like Fast and Furious goofy. It's like goofy, like comedic goofy.
Yeah, no, this is intentional comedic film. Like, this is like Fast and Furious, where, like, they were really trying, and it just happens to be hilarious. But, like, no, this is like they really went for those jokes in every scene. They're going for something.
It's completely overdone, too. It's like, yeah, I get it, it's an action comedy, but, like... You don't have to, like, shove comedy down our throat the whole movie. And it's just constant verbal jokes happening no matter what's going on in the film. It tries to go for, like, that Deadpool where everything's a joke, but, like, the tone of the movie isn't as, like, ridiculous as Deadpool is.
I mean, with Deadpool, it's like Deadpool's the joke, but everybody else is, like, serious. In this movie, everybody's the joke. And like, Salma Hayek and Samuel Jackson's characters, they're just too way over-the-top and crazy. Like in the first film I liked a lot better because Darius is in it, and it's basically like Ryan Reynolds and Darius. Like Salma Hayek's in it, but she's in it very little. And that's what I liked about it, because, like, it's just enough where, like, you can, like... Like, you can handle her, and, like, you know, she kind of makes sense being in the movie. But in this, with two of them together, it's, like, you're just so batshit crazy that it's, like, come on. Like, I don't know. I it was hard for me to connect with the characters when they're just so out there, really.
And I'm never buying, like, in the whole movie, I never once bought Salma Hayek as an action star. Like, ever.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
She just... She looks like you feel like you're like if you were Spanish and your Spanish mom, like, decided to make an action flick. Like, that's what she looks like, right?
Or like you're a kid, you're making, like, a movie with your friends, like, and your mom's like, put your little sister in it.
You put your little sister in it,
she, like, runs around a gun and shit. Like, okay,
it just
that's...
never comes off as like she's, like, a badass. It's just always eye rolling.
And also the whole, like, it's like a big plot point of this movie is that she wants to be a mom.
Yes.
And it's just like, it's just, it's so, like, it just goes against what this whole movie's about, basically.
Like, and, like, I know that... there's also a large part of the story where, like, Darius go, like, he doesn't tell her that he went to a sperm bank to check his own fertility. Like, this is how convoluted the story is. Antonio Banderas used to date Salma Hayek in, like, a past life before she got amnesia.
Apparently,
It's not stupid. I know. No one's following this right now. And then, like, they meet up again because he's the villain of the movie. And,
like, randomly, though.
Yeah, randomly. Yes. And she thinks that Darius went to go check her fertility, which I don't get. I don't know how you do that. Like, would he steal her egg? But,
Yeah, because Antonio Banderas tells her, like, oh, your husband was going there to get eggs for you because you're barren or something like that.
Yes, yeah.
But then somebody's like, but you don't get eggs at, like, a sperm clinic or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, and so, of course, yeah, he was going
but
there.
She still buys it. Oh, she looks like she buys it.
Yeah, because she's, like, kind of playing him also at the same time. But again, it's just, like, you know, going back to the whole mother thing, they really play that hard the entire movie. That's, like, the catalyst for most of the scenes in this film. And it's just, like... Again, they're like schizos, these people.
They're constantly banging. Other scene, they're trying to get her pregnant.
Yes. Yeah, and again, I get it. It's over the top, and it's crazy and goofy. But, like, I, at some point, I don't know. It's just, like, you stop taking this movie seriously quickly. And, like, I get it. Obviously, it's a dumb action film. But, like, it's a really dumb action film. Yeah. Like it almost gets to the point where, like, I can't even get excited. Or, like, I can't watch the scenes and, like, I don't know, root for anybody. Because it's just so weird. I don't know. It's just strange.
And there are some funny scenes. To me, like, I won't ruin it, but I'll tell you so you know what I'm talking about. The very end when he signs the paper and you find out what the paper really is.
Yeah, yes.
That scene made me bust out laughing, like, really, really loud.
No, and that's the thing. I will say the jokes are actually pretty good in this movie, considering.
Not all of them, but a lot. Not all of them. Yeah.
Well, because here's the thing. Like you said before, they don't stop with the jokes.
No.
So there's jokes nonstop. So like 15 to 20% of the jokes actually work.
Yeah.
Because the whole movie is filled with jokes start to finish. Like they try jokes literally every scene. They're trying as many jokes as they can, and that's what also gets tiresome really quick as well.
And it also bogs down the action when like during the action scene that like you know it is pretty you know the action scenes are violent.
Yeah.
People getting shot, cars are crashing, and all this stuff. But they're just bantering constantly.
And a lot of the action is in service of the comedy.
Yeah.
Which is I think that's what let me down the most. So like a lot of the jokes are about like them killing people in a kind of a funny way or like a unique kind of way, but it's not meant to like be a cool action scene. It's meant to be like a joke or like a laugh or something like that.
Like you know, in the beginning Ryan Reynolds gives up shooting, like he doesn't want to shoot people anymore.
Yeah, he's on a sabbatical from bodyguarding. Yeah, he's on a sabbatical
to like find his inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where like a guy's going to kill him and Samuel Jackson blows the guy's head off and blood gets all over Ryan Reynolds. Like that's the kind of comedy that's in this. Like you said, like the violence leads to the joke.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Instead of the like it's not like, you know, action movie. The violence itself isn't funny. It's the constant like situations that they get themselves in that the violence leads to the joke.
Yeah, there's a scene early on where Michael Bryce and Sonya they go to help or rescue Darius. He's like being helped by the mafia people, and so like of course Samuel's character just goes like into the front where all the guards are, and like Ryan Reynolds sneaks around the back, and like he opens the gate to let her in, thinking she's going to sneak in, and when the gate opens, all the guys are dead.
Yeah.
And like it'd be cool to see that,
right?
But they don't show that. That's a big point right there. It's like that would be a really cool
first
scene.
Actually, what happens right before that is she unzips her top,
of course,
to pull her boobies out.
Yeah, literally to like distract.
Like literally.
And again, it's that. It's like it would be cool to see her like take out those guys, but like they don't. Again, because it's a joke. It's like, oh look, she killed all these dudes. And when Ryan was like, don't, you know, let's do this quietly. Let's do this like by herself. And like, no, like that, you know, that's what she does. So again, this is what suffers from it when you want a cool action flick. You kind of get like an okay action flick that tries to be funny at the end of the day.
Something that could have went to streaming and probably didn't have to go to a theater.
This did not have to. This was like a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
This was really like an Amazon Prime or a Netflix. And
probably
show.
Like a mid-tier, lower-tier Netflix action flick. Like it's not even close to an Extraction or a.
Action movie sense, but like in terms of like when you see these Netflix movies that try to get like these big stars in it, these are the kind of people that would be on a Netflix movie.
Yes.
Like all these people, you know, like this again, this fits on the Netflix in the Netflix catalog.
So let me ask you this, Frank. Do you think this series has franchise potential?
I hope not. No. I think they actually might make one more. Because I say this, I think they had a lot of fun doing it, and I bet you they probably will. And to be honest, I mean, they definitely spent money, but, like, in the grand scheme of things, they probably didn't spend too much money on it. And, like, at the end of the day, if it makes even a decent amount of money, they might just do another one for the hell of it. But, like, you know what it is? It's, like, people who aren't really, like, fans of, like, true-to-form action films probably will like this movie.
Yeah.
People who are like just like kind of adventure films or like goofy adventure films, like they'll love this movie versus like people like me and you who are like we want like a real action film are just not really, you know, not really satisfied.
I don't mind comedy in it. That's fine. Like Bad Boys 2 is one of the best action movies ever and there's plenty of funny parts in it. But like
and again, it's the chemistry. There's just something off about the three of them. Like it works and doesn't work. Like,
I think Salma Hayek is just too much.
Yeah. There are scenes that like it works, but then there are scenes where it doesn't work at all. And like when it works, it does work. But when it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And you're like, oh man, what am I watching here?
Yeah.
Like you said, like when they're going around like banging and everything, and like and they're going on dates and all that stuff. It's just like what is this? You know what I mean? Like it's just goofy. It's goofy.
So we'll be right back after this 10-second break, and when we get back, we'll break down the somewhat action scenes in this film, like what's there. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Frank, you want to start with fights? Yeah, but just before you start, I do want to say that Morgan Freeman gets down for a second in this movie. Just want to put that in. Go ahead.
He does. For a quick second. I gave the fighting in this movie actually a 2 out of 5. There's very little actual hand-to-hand combat fighting in this. A lot of this is guns and then, like, oh, some kind of weapon or something. It's really not, like, hand-to-hand. And what is there, it's okay. Like, yeah, Morgan Freeman is there, but, like, it's clearly dark and not him. Yeah, of course. It's supposed to be him, but, like...
It's not John Malkovich style.
Exactly. Yeah. If it looked like it was him, this would have got a 3 out of 5 at least. Because you could clearly tell, like, they're trying to clearly hide him and clearly tell it's not him. It's like, whatever. But, like, yeah, a lot of the fight scenes, like, them throwing people around the room. And, like, which again, that goes more into stunts and, like, fighting anyway. So, like, yeah, there's really not much fight. There's not many fight scenes in this movie at all to begin with. And what is there is, like, more brawling. And it's just not that interesting.
I also gave it a 2 out of 5 for all the same reasons. And then the other big quote-unquote fight is when Ryan Reynolds fights that other bodyguard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's all done for, like, comedic purposes. Like, yep. It's not like Goofy where it's, like, Naked Gun Goofy, but it's constant jokes being thrown mm-hmm. around.
There's, like, banter fighting. Back and forth
yeah,
and everything.
It's just stupid.
And there's no
like, good or fun moves that are shown during that fight at all.
Yep.
So it's a simple 2 out of 5. There's not a lot of good fights in this movie at
mm-hmm.
all. So chase scenes, I also gave a 2 out of 5 because they're very, like, they're decent, but they're short, and it's just, they don't shut the frick up during them, and the camera keeps cutting away from the action of the chase scene to show them, like, talking on a motorcycle, talking in the car, arguing, or it just gets a little annoying after a while.
Yeah, I gave it a 2 out of 5, too, only because, like, we'll get into, like, special effects, which are good. But yeah, and the actual car chase, like, they do the typical car chase. Oh, I ran him off the road. I ran this guy off the road. And, like, I go down some stairs and, like, that's it. Like,
yeah.
most of it, and like I said, they're short. There's really not much to them. And in the end, like, you know, you'd want, like, you would, it's like they want you to think this is, like, a Bourne Ultimatum, like, chase scene. And it's totally not that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's missing all the ingredients that make that scene amazing that just left out here, really.
What'd you do for stunts?
Stunts, I actually gave a 3 out of 5 for this. This is probably one of the best parts of this movie. There is a lot of stunt work because people get, like, thrown around all the fight scenes. When people get shot, they're throwing themselves around. There's explosions in the movie. Like, there's plenty of actually stunt scenes in this, which surprised me. I just wish it was more action combined with these stunts. But it is there, and it's worth, like, pointing out that it is pretty decent. So, yeah, 3 out of 5.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5. You know, it's a big Hollywood budget movie.
Mm-hmm.
You got, you know, all these actors and stuntmen are throwing each other all over the place.
Yep.
When the few fight scenes that are there, they're kicking them. Like, yeah, it's a comedic fight scene, but the actual impact is taken very seriously.
Yes. Yes.
I wish there were more stunts.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I wish there was, like, some bigger stunts. Like, this is supposed to be a spy thriller, a comedic spy thriller.
Yes.
But, like, you know, it's an espionage movie. It's just. There's just not a lot of stunt work. It's not a lot. It's good stunt work, not a lot of it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Special effects, I also gave a 3 out of 5. They're good, but there's not a lot of them. You know what I mean? Like, they're very good. The special effects are very good, and there's a lot of practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
There's so little action, and they cut away from the action, or they cut the scene so short that you don't get enough special effects to give it a higher grade, even if they're good.
Yeah, I gave it, same thing. I gave it 3 out of 5 because, like, there are a couple of scenes that I did, especially effects, like, really, really good. And again, though, it all goes back to the comedy. Like, one of the scenes I will say, you'll know what I won't spoil it, but you'll know the decoys in the water. It's probably one of the funniest moments of the movie, dude. Like, that was one joke where I was done. Like, that was perfect. Like, and there's all special effects that are involved in that as well. But again, the comedy in this movie, some of the comedy moments are actually really, really worth it. If you're into, like, action comedies, probably a movie is worth kind of checking out if you're really into that. But, you know, that's probably the only way you'd really want to do that.
Just want to apologize to the audience for a second. Frank did freeze.
I did.
Almost everything you said came through, but there was a quick little, like, maybe quarter of a second that you froze and your words didn't come through. But so the audience knows, like, we do this live. We don't do a lot of editing because we feel like editing words and stuff makes it not natural.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
If you hear that and you don't like it, screw you.
Go listen to other podcasts and listen to what you think.
Yeah. Go find another action podcast on action movies. Okay, shootouts.
Shootouts, I actually gave a 3 out of 5 because they're real. The gun action is real. It all looks real. Again, this kind of ties into special effects and the practical effects. When people get shot and blood goes everywhere, it's like real blood, or like it's not fake blood, but it's not like
it's CG real blood. Blood. They're just killing.
Yeah,
killing
you kill people left and right. I got cadavers and blew them up in their faces.
Yeah.
It's really well done. The gun action. Again, what's there is really well done. It's just that there's really not much of it there in the beginning with. So.
I ended up giving it a 2 out of 5. I do agree with what you said. Like, the gun action is very practical, and all the squib work and stuff look great.
Mm-hmm.
But either there's too little of it, and also, there's nothing original, right? Like, it's just, gun action I've seen in other movies. Mm-hmm. Even mid-budget movies, I've seen the same type of gun action. There's nothing like that made me go, wow, that was a freaking awesome shootout, right?
No, not in this movie.
So I ended up giving it a 2 out of 5. I wanted more from this movie.
Yeah, I think you know what it is. This movie was delayed a lot, though.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously because of COVID, but that's something that probably tells you maybe there were some producers or people who had their hands on this movie were watching. They were just kind of going back and forth, oh, should we put it on streaming? Should we go for the theaters? They were probably going back and forth and didn't know what to do with it because.
And then they have it in their hands and they're like, "Cut that! Let's cut this! Let's make it streamlined a little more.
Exactly.
This too."
Exactly. Like, hey, if we do this, we could put it on Netflix. Will buy it if we cut out the violence a little bit or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so in the end, it gets muddled and you kind of end up with whatever you end up with. And I was hoping for something really good too because the first one's actually a pretty decent movie. It's fun. It's exciting. It's funny. It hits all the marks. But with this, I feel like it leans way too much onto the comedy side and not enough on the action. That's the biggest problem with this movie.
Really. Overall, I gave the movie a 2 out of 5. I didn't think I know I'm rating this as an action flick. It's not a good action movie.
Yeah, same thing. It's a 2 out of 5. If you if you love action action comedies and that's your thing, you probably will enjoy this much more than me and Chris did. But if you were expecting, if you saw the first one and you were I can't wait to watch the second one, I don't think you're gonna. I think you'll be disappointed.
If you like movies like Get Smart, MacGruber, the movies that they're action comedies, but they rely really heavy on comedy first.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this movie flows.
Exactly.
My first similar movie was Bad Boys, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the comedy is actually funnier in that movie, and the action's way better.
And
you don't get better chemistry, really. Maybe Riggs and Murtaugh, the only buddy cop chemistry that are better than Lawrence and Will Smith.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's true. It's definitely a better, more chemistry between the two of them than in this movie. My first pick is Fast and the Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. Because, again, same thing. It's a buddy cop movie. There's comedy. There's action. And, again, much better comedy, much better action. The charisma or the chemistry between The Rock and Jason Statham is much better as well. I feel they don't like each other, and that really adds to their overall relationship in the film. Yes. I feel in this there's almost in Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, it's Selma Hayek and Samuel Jackson, they're in love, obviously, they're husband and wife or whatever, and there's Ryan Reynolds, and they're supposed to hate each other, but you never get that kind of charisma between the two of them. It feels like Reynolds is just kind of there taking it for no reason.
And Selma Hayek she likes Ryan Reynolds, not romantically, but she likes him as a person.
Yeah, because she sees him as an innocent little kid.
She sees him
to be honest, he acts like a kid the entire movie. He does act like that, surprisingly, which is weird because he didn't really act that much like that in the first one. I mean, part of the story is he's kind of traumatized, and that's why he's kind of acting like that.
But it has a more serious tone to it because he loses his girlfriend, he wants to get her back, and the reason he loses her because he goes into depression because Samuel Jackson shot one of his people he was bodyguarding and he lost his license or something. This one has a similar thing. He doesn't have his license, but it's all played for laughs, for laughs.
And there's no urgency. All he wants to do is get his license back, but it's the most hollow excuse.
You're right. There's no stakes for him in this film.
Nothing. He wants his license back, but really, dude, you give it, I wasn't buying it. I was that's why you're here. That's why you're doing this. He had no motivation to be there besides that. But it's that's what the first movie was about. You trying to get your license back.
Exactly.
What I mean? So, for you, it's the exact same thing. And that's it. Because even in this movie, they're, not really even trying to stop the bad guy till the very end of the film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything else...
They don't even know there's, a main bad guy.
They have no idea who this guy's even doing. They just get pulled into it randomly.
I forgot to mention that Frank Grillo's in this.
He is in it. Yes.
Yeah,
he is.
And he's like, he's the reason.
He's a side character. Yeah. He's just there as a catalyst to get them involved in this. Literally. Yes, it's the only reason why.
Nothing to do with this
they
story.
They have absolutely nothing to do. They have no stake in this plan whatsoever. Nope. They could give a shit less about what this bad guy is doing in Europe. They don't care. That's the problem with this movie. Like, everything is like disconnected. Nothing feels like it's naturally connected at all. It feels like it's a convoluted reason to put them all together so they can have a movie.
Yeah.
And that's not enough. Like, I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying it.
And even like when she goes to him, she's like, Darius told me to get you. He needs you.
Yeah.
But then like when they save him, he's like, I told you anyone but him.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like he wasn't even supposed to be. Like, it's just stupid.
It's stupid. It's, yeah. And the same thing. That's why I give it a 2 out of 5 too, because it's just not like a good movie. Really.
So my second similar was Rush Hour. Because that's another series, you know, buddy cop film, and that relies really heavily on the comedy first, action second.
Yeah,
but,
yes,
you know, even though the action's goofy in Rush Hour, I still think it has better action in this movie. Like, Jackie Chan.
Yeah, well, it's actually, like, martial arts in that
movie.
Yes,
exactly.
Too,
and car chases.
And car chases.
They're done
and
well. They're,
yeah.
Ratner is a great director.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Hughes, I know in my head who he is, but I can't pick the movies that he's directed, action flicks he's directed before. He's done action flicks, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I you know, if Rush Hour is a better movie, then you got a lot of problems.
Yeah, really. Yeah, because that movie's not that good.
No.
My second is The Rundown with The Rock and a little guy named Sholem Scott, who you kids have no idea who that is out there.
Not anymore.
But it is a great movie. Again, action buddy action comedy, the whole nine yards, with actually really good action and really good comedy. Christopher Walken's the villain. Rosario Dawson's in it. It's just a fun movie to watch.
The little pizza delivery kid from Ninja Turtles 2 is in it.
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's the main like jungle kid.
Oh yes, that's right.
Those kids in the village that beat him up. Like, he's the main one. Is the little Ninja Turtle kid.
But definitely The Rundown is, it's just an overall better movie. It's more better action, better comedy, and so it's funny too because what really made me think of it is that in The Rundown, The Rock doesn't want to use guns.
Yes,
like the whole movie. Yeah. And the same thing in Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. It's like Ryan Reynolds is like he's swearing off guns during his sabbatical, and it's like that's initially what got me thinking about these two movies.
But it's not as played as much for laughs in The Rundown as it is here. It's more played for like he keeps saying like really bad things happen to people when I pick up a gun.
Yeah,
which he picks it up at the end anyway. And
obviously,
murders everybody.
Exactly. But they do it for the suspense of it to build it up
exactly.
at the
it's
end.
More
like,
for
that's
suspense,
why they do
right,
that,
yeah.
you know. But no, in the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, they're basically doing it like as a joke. Like, oh look, he can't use his gun. He has to figure out all the ways to you know disarm the guys or whatever.
Which he really doesn't like. He really like it's Salma Hayek kills almost everybody.
Yeah, literally. Yeah,
she really
yeah.
kills almost everyone in the movie.
Yeah, like Samuel Jackson is like there, like he's like a sniper sometimes, and he's like on the side, like he's not like in the action really. Like again, man, I'm telling you, people are getting old. He's getting old too. It's just like he can't be doing the same stunts that they used to be doing anymore, you know.
But Ryan Reynolds isn't. I expect more from him.
You know, yeah, he does a lot more stunt work than Samuel Jackson.
No,
does,
yeah,
obviously.
In this movie, yeah,
yeah.
But
you know,
I still expect more from him because. He's in shape. He does a lot of stuff. Like, look at Six Underground. He did a ton of stunt work.
Again, it just seemed like this movie was the one where they filmed it in like 2 months somewhere, mm-hmm. like back in like 2019, 2018. This movie was definitely on the editing. This movie was definitely in the can for at least 2 to 3 years now, and they had it edited during COVID or whatever. And they were just like, we can't do anything with it because they weren't gonna really, couldn't release it before COVID. And once COVID hit, they were like, well, that's it. This is gonna sit in the box over there.
They threw this out there. In January, which they knew it was going to get, whatever it is, February, March, knowing it was going to just tank.
Exactly.
And then they save Free Guy for the summer.
Exactly. Which looks more expensive.
Yeah.
Like, there's a way, way, way more special effect. The whole movie is basically one big special effect, and that's why they're not going to waste it on, like, Netflix or something.
Yeah. So, you know, that's our thoughts on Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. This is Mr. Action signing out.
This is Frankie Cranks. Until next time.